Life is about hard work. Hard work interspersed with fun and games. Amen. I said hard work interspersed with fun and games. Not fun and games interspersed with work. Work interspersed with fun and games. We've got to be prepared to work hard if we are going to make it, because nobody's going to give us anything. Nobody gives something for nothing. I'm not talking about a kind of work that those who don't want to do honest work go out and do. I'm talking about decent, honest work. Amen?
Amen.
Because God gave work. Work is vital, because work eliminates idleness. And the old people used to say that the devil finds what? Work for idle hands to do. Work eliminates idleness and laziness. God calls us tonight to be ready to work hard. And some of us have gone to school, we have gotten our qualifications and so on, and can't yet get something to do. The preacher has come by here to see, let you know that you've got to like what you get until you get what you like. Could I repeat that tonight?
Yeah,
it sounded so nice. I can say it twice, not so? You've got to like what you come and talk to me. I'll say to me now, you've got to like what you get until you get what you like. One more time. We did one for the Father. We did one for the Son. Let's do one for the Holy Ghost. You've got to like what you get until you get what you like. Amen. We are talking about how to make ends meet and keep your family sweet. Fourthly, as I move too quickly, the woman was optimistic.
Yes.
She was what? Optimistic. Verse 6 tells us that she kept calling. When there were no more bottles, she questioned them. Where are the bottles? Bring more bottles. In other words, she was saying, bring more, bring more, bring more. Because now she was excited. At the beginning, she thought, well, what could one little bottle of oil do? But now she has seen one bottle go to 2 bottles, to 5 bottles, to 10 bottles, to 20 bottles, to 50 bottles. And that lady is now excited. Amen. She is now excited. She is now optimistic. She now believes that if 1,000 bottles are brought there, God will fill all of them. She is optimistic. She sees a bright future, because she knows that once her life is in God's hands, her future is secured. Tonight, preacher has come by to tell somebody that despite how difficult the time might be, despite how much you are struggling tonight, God has come by. He sent me here to let you know that the future, your future is secure, not in the hands of the government. Your future is secure, not in the hands of some political party. Your future is secure, not in your bank account. Your future is secure, not in the job you might now hold in some big position. Your future is secured in the hands of God. Therefore, you can be optimistic. Amen. And so tonight, if anybody's get that person as positive vibes, not so, is how we are seeing that. You need positive vibes around you. Be optimistic. Aim for the sun and the moon, and you just might hit the stars. Yes, one person said that 2 men looked through prison bars. One saw mud, the other one stars. In case somebody didn't get it, let me say it again. 2 men looked through what kind of bars? Prison bars. One saw mud, the other one saw stars. Be optimistic tonight. There is hope in Jesus. Amen. Okay, I'm running through tonight. Step number 5, use your money. Use your money wisely. Verse 7, the man of God said to her, go and do what? Go and sell the oil. Go and do what? Sell the oil. You have worked hard. You have worked hard. It's a tragedy to know that you have worked hard and then you go and waste your money. The man of God said, go and sell it and pay your debt and do what? Buy what you have to buy for your sons and yourself, and then put down some for the rainy day. Am I making sense tonight? That's what the man of God told her. Sell it from the proceeds, from the profit. Pay those you are owing. Get some things for yourself and your children, and put away some for a rainy day. In other words, use your money wisely. Use your money. Use your money wisely. Do not waste your money, because they tell me that really in the final analysis, what separates those from those who have from those who do not have, those who progress from those who do not progress, is not so much how much money would have passed through your hands, but how you used it. Not so much what you have, but what are you doing with it? How are you using your money wisely? Amen? As Christians tonight in passing, I must let you know that we believe that 1/10 of our income belongs to God. He calls it his. He says it's the tithe. It's his money. Belongs to him. As a matter of fact, 100% belongs to God. He gives us 100%, and he says, give me back 1/10, and then give me after that free will love offerings. As I bless you, as I protect you, as I prosper you, as I deliver you, then bring offerings of thanksgiving and joy to me. And then live wisely on the rest. Don't live above your means. Don't hang your hat where you can't reach it. Don't try to compete with the Joneses. Don't take on those people who tell you that if you're not wearing some branded something, you're not wearing anything. I say, don't take on those people. For a dress is a dress, is a dress is a dress. And a shoe is a shoe, is a shoe, is a shoe. Don't be fooled by brand names and waste away your money. But instead, what should you do? Use your money wisely. And step number 6, as I wrap it up, remember to give God thanks. Amen. Remember to do what? Give God thanks. What are we talking about tonight? How to do what? How to make ends meet and keep your family sweet. Remember to give God thanks. She had the problem and she took it to God. She went to the man of God. You had that problem and you came to the church. You found the pastor. You asked the believers to pray for you. Amen. Pray for your son. He's not well. Pray for your daughter that she passed that exam. Pray for your daughter that she gets that job. Pray for your son that he gets that job. And the brethren got together and they prayed. And God healed. And God delivered. And God provided that job. Amen. And now things are going good. Don't you let the devil take you now in another direction where you now go the devil. God, we bless God, they go the devil's way. They call popular DJs. They put up big boxes. They bring alcohol in. And they bring all kinds of soca artists. Bungee Garland and all those other fellas. And they are going the devil's way when it is God who blessed. Don't you do that. But remember to give God thanks. Remember to come back to the church. Amen. Come back to the brethren. Come back to the pastor and give thanks. And when you come, don't come empty-handed either. Come back giving God thanks. Amen. Bring in a thank offering. Saying, Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for providing. Thank you for delivering. Thank you, O God. Thank you Remember to give God thanks. It is so beautiful, so wonderful to give God thanks. Amen. God calls us tonight to give him thanks. Give him thanks and praise his name. Like the psalmist tonight, he calls somebody to say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endure it forever. The word of God says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those whom he has redeemed from the hands of the enemy tonight. Has God redeemed you from the devil's hand tonight? Has God delivered, kept you on that highway and by tonight? I'm declaring, God is good. He woke me up by the my God soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me, bless holy name. My sins, who healed all my diseases, loving kindness. Aha, my God, he prays. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. He is earth's rightful ruler. I'm talking about my God. I'm saying he's worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. Let's remember to give him thanks tonight. I say, let's remember to give him thanks tonight. How to make ends meet and keep your family sweet. Six steps, what are they? Trust God. Go to God first. Step number one. Step number two, what? Analyze your resources. Step number three, what? Work hard. Step number four, what? Be optimistic. Step number five, what? Use your money wisely. And step number six, give God thanks. I'm lifting my hand tonight. I'm saying, Jesus, thanks for your word and for the solutions that we can find in your word tonight. Do I have company? I'm saying, Jesus, I'm going to continue to take these six steps to make ends meet and keep my family sweet. If you really mean it, you've lifted your hand, just stand with me tonight as we have prayer. Stand with me tonight as we have prayer. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Loving Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this privilege of worship. We thank you for the solution you have given to us, the answer as to how we can make ends meet and keep our families sweet. These principles, through your Holy Spirit, help us to apply them to our lives. Help us, O God, to put them into practice. So in a practical way, we can see your hands of blessings upon us. We give you praise. We give you thanks. Lord, take us home safely. Keep us through the night and tomorrow. Bring us again tomorrow night to continue to worship you and to praise your name. We pray and we thank you. In Jesus' name, let everyone say, amen. Amen. And amen. And amen. Did you enjoy tonight?
Yes.
If you did, put your hands together. Come on, come on, come on.